Hare Krishna. Yesterday in the evening I went to Govinda's one, because there are three Govindas in Budapest. So this was Govinda's one, where we also have a large temple room where we're now holding preaching programs almost every weekday, particularly the ideas making new devotees, and it's working very nicely, very successfully. And yesterday the class was meant to be about what the real goal of life is, which is obviously your devotional service and coming to face-to-face with the reality that we're eternal servants of the Lord, which brings us face-to-face with Him. So I told the story of Dhruva Maharaj, and one part that I was emphasizing, which I thought I would raise here today with the hearers, was how interesting it is that although here this was a pastime that took place long, long ago, say in Satya Yuga, not even say this Satya Yuga, but at another time, because Dhruva Maharaj was the great grandson of Lord Brahma. And when Dhruva Maharaj came to the stage of, although he was a Sakama Bhakta, a materially motivated person who, under the direction of his mother, because he was just a simple child, he went to Vrindavan to worship the Lord for the purpose of attaining a greater position than that of all of his predecessors. And he's given as an example of how one goes from becoming a devotee who wants material goals to a devotee who becomes free from all material desire and attains pure devotion. Anyabhilashita shunya. And because his austerities were causing such a disturbance at the request of Dhruva Maharaj, then the Lord actually appeared at the request of Narada Muni, the Lord actually appeared before Dhruva Maharaj. And upon seeing Krishna, then Dhruva became ashamed. And Swami Tathasmi Varanam Deyache, he recognized that material attainments, material perfections, and so many different types of enjoyments that we're after here in the material world are all just like broken glass in the face of pure devotional service and in being able to identify oneself as a servant of the Lord. Unfortunately, in this day and age, in Kali Yuga, this happened in the previous age, and here's the point, we don't even necessarily immediately feel ashamed. Dhruva was immediately ashamed. We come face to face with the Lord in His deity form, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of the holy name. We're not ashamed. Rather, it still requires persistence by Krishna, by other devotees, and perhaps many years of devotional practice until we're actually ashamed of the fact that we have material desires, that even as Vaishnavas, we want something from Krishna, and are willing to come to the stage of anyabhilashita sunya, of putting down all other things. Rather, worshipping Krishna in order to have a comfortable home, a comfortable way of life, getting different benefits such as good education, good health. We're, in one sense, very easily catered by the secondary benefits of devotional activity without necessarily getting the real essence of bhakti, which is love for Krishna. And that's one difference between Kali Yuga and this present age, certainly one difference between ourselves and Dhruva Maharaj, and perhaps one reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly heard over and over again this pastime of Dhruva to emphasize upon us that motivated devotional service, maintenance to material attachment, that is really something that we need to seriously consider, distance ourselves, and come to the stage of regret. When you're ashamed of something, it means you regret that you even had attachment for such lowly things. And we see this in songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Hari Hari Vipale Janamadoyana, Manusya Janamadoyana. So the Vaishnavas must first regret their past sinful deeds. They must regret their motivated devotional service. They must regret their lingering attachments to this material world in order to really be able to say that they've given them up, or at least the symptom of having given something up is that one regrets having being associated with it. And once again, therefore, meditating on little Dhruva's attainment. And as I use the word little because he's only 5 years old. And although he's only 5 years old, still he's come to this mature conclusion. And although we may be 25 years old or 65 years old, we've still not necessarily come to the same conclusion of shame and regret that Dhruva has come to, neither necessarily the same vigyan or practical application of that regret is that we've put aside all other material attachments and simply live only to serve Krishna, depending upon Krishna. Anukuyena sankalpa pratikulya vivanjanam rakshishati visvatsu gopitve saranam. Depend, knowing that yes, Krishna will take care of me. I only have to surrender to him and everything else will then come. So here I was after 40 years sitting and repeating to people who had just come to Krishna consciousness, trying to convince them to give up material attachments and just take to pure devotional service, but at the same time knowing that still those material attachments linger within those who are more accomplished, who've already taken up devotional service. It's not an easy call in Kali Yuga. Nothing's very easy, but it is certainly attainable if we take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and at least regret that we cannot regret. Regret that we are not feeling ashamed. Regret that we, in our devotional maturity, in our greater age, cannot just follow in the footsteps of Dhruva Maharaj. And by some type of such attitude, then we become blessed in time with the potency of devotional service and the holy name that will actually purify our hearts so that we can also, with all honesty, say, Swamin Kitarto Smi Varanam Naya Chi. My dear Lord, I don't want anything else other than you. That certainly must be our aspiration. Hare Krishna.